Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Over a black background, a drawing of a white swan spreads its wings. Water ripples out from underneath it as the letters SH Pictures appears. A silhouette of a jester surrounded by red flips and catches a scepter. Letters read, Red Hour. Old film burns away revealing This Is Not My Name presentations. A caption reads, This really happened in Pennsylvania.
When I was little boy in Poland, all the times I dreaming of America. So I come, I work hard, and I climb to the highest stars. Oh la la!
Title, The Polka King. On a stage, a band plays behind a heavy-set blonde man in a white suit and red shirt as he prances and points. Caption, 1990. Olé, olé, olé. Oh la dee, oh la la. The man flaps his arms while he dances with a person dressed in a chicken costume. He pulls a red handkerchief from his suit pocket and waves it above his head. He throws the handkerchief into a crowd of elderly people, then takes a bow.
Oh, you are such best audience, thank you. Now please say hello to light of my life, my wife, my one and only, Marla.
A brunette woman takes his hand.
Marla is decorated in authentic Polish amber from the Jan Levan Masterpieces of Elegance collection. If you like, come at their show to buy.
Or at Jan Levan Show Gifts in Hazleton, open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
Ziggy, 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 Ziggy! That's what I'm talking about! Wow! Mickey Stutz got fire fingers tonight! There she goes, my wife! I love you, my baby, my love!
Later, after the show...
I just want to tell you that was a wonderful show.
Thank you.
Is it Jan Levan or Jan Lewin?
Whatever you like. Nobody said the same way.
Oh, my father was from Poland. No one ever got his name right either.
It's small price to pay to live in land of opportunity. I come with nothing, not even English. I work every bad job. I not give up.
A brunette man with glasses.
And then I meet this guy. He is music genius. He changed everything.
I just waited in line for an hour for a hot dog. Guy in front of me got the last one.
You name music instrument, Mickey Stutz can play it.
Not the accordion. Nice to meet you.
Mickey and me, we play everywhere. Churches, parades, grand openings, roller rinks. In 1981, we play 427 picnics. And I keep building band to get big sound, and now this nobody from Poland is king of Pennsylvania polka.
Jan. Hi. The van has a flat.
Oh, I go change. I just telling this nice pretty lady my whole life story.
It is so inspiring.
Did he tell you how we met?
Not yet.
You tell.
You tell.
It was my big make or break
moment. I'll tell. After high school, I won Junior Miss Hazleton. Mm. And so, being a local celebrity, the Cancer Telethon asked me to be part of their phone bank. I saw Jan, and I'll be honest, I felt really bad for him.
I was most nervous. First time on TV. I worked so hard to get to the big time, and if I blow, who knows if I get next chance.
Flashback. A young Marla gives Jan a thumbs up.
Next, we'd like to welcome to the stage a new act that's been blazing quite a trail across the greater Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Hazleton area. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jan Levan Orchestra.
You know what to do. Call now. We're gonna cure all the cancer today. Okay.
Strike up the music. The band has begun. The Pennsylvania Polka. Pick out your partner and join in. Pennsylvania Polka. It started in Scranton. It's now number one.
Come on!
It's bound to entertain ya. Everybody have a mania. It
that polka from Pennsylvania.
Jan kisses two telephone operators, then kneels beside Marla.
The minute I see her, I know this is my future. This is my Marla.
I was infatuated. Here was this ethnic entertainer, and he had this charm, sophistication. He's such a classy performer. And that accent.
It goes on and on until the dawn.
That is so romantic. Can I get a picture with you?
Of course. Sure.
The woman hands Marla a camera.
You know, I never know how to work these things. Hey, Lon, can you,
Oh, sure. Say cheese.
Marla is also photographed. Daytime, in a kitchen.
My room was freezing last night. I piled 10 blankets on me, and I still couldn't get warm.
We're gonna fix.
When?
Soon. I just have big engine repair on tour van. But it is good as fixed.
Jan, it seems like once you pay for the van, the gas, the musicians...
Ma, will you ease up? Jan just played back-to-back shows, and then he drove all night so that we could have breakfast with you and David.
Mama, we're so happy you're moving to help us with David. It means so much when we're on the road to know that our little boy in grandma hands.
A young boy stares at a small television set.
Watching that precious boy is the greatest joy of my life.
Oh, Mom, that's so sweet.
And he is why I think it's time to get realistic. You need a stable job.
Plumber, electrician. Every night I'm up worrying.
Well, she doesn't need to worry, right, Jan?
I think Mama and Marla, please not worry. I'm working and working. I always thinking bigger. I build empire.
Empire?
Empire. Something to leave behind for David, my prince. And for Marla McQueen.
Mm-hmm. See, Ma, we don't need to worry.
Why'd you need to build an empire? You're already overextended with that knick-knack shop. I'm talking about dealing with reality.
What is wrong with him building an empire if he wants to build an empire?
He plays polka music.
So it will be a polka empire.
And when I am fancy man on top of world, I buy you Cadillac, Barb.
I buy you hot tub. I buy you Cadillac with hot tub.
Barb rolls her eyes and smiles.
Thank you, Jan, for not going to bed last night so that you could prepare this beautiful breakfast for us.
Yes. Thank you, Jan.
A shop sign reads, Jan Levon Show Gifts. Inside.
So we'll be there 24, 25th, and 27, yes? Okay, we can play there 26th. Okay, thank you, bye. Okay, thank you. Vicky Stats, you are surprised for sore eyes.
I'm quitting the band.
What? Mickey Stats, you are the band.
Not anymore.
Mickey Stats, you and me, we are a team. You give people love for life with sounds you make. I give people love for life with Jan Levon.
We don't make enough money, okay? I'm done. I'm out.
Nope. I not let you go.
At Gorski's Pizza.
Okay. All business books say have plan. I make 25-year plan. We start here at Salt Shaker. Now we are on napkin with good crowd. On our way to what? Parmesan cheese. We all get rich.
I still bring home chump change.
Mickey, I will work harder. I will find a
Nobody
way.
Nobody works harder than you, Jan. That's what's so sad. You know my Aunt Lois in Newcastle?
The one who wears the purple sweater?
Yes, she loves coming to see us play. Her and her friends, it's their favorite thing to do.
It's very nice.
So I say, come see us at Beer Fest. We're playing two sets. She says, is it free? I say, wait a second. You can't pay $3 to come see your nephew in your favorite band? She says, I don't like to pay. Maybe I'll pay a dollar. I say, wait, I drive 4 hours to get down there, play for 5 hours and 4 hours back home, and you can't pay $3?
You know what we do.
What about your friends, Lois? Are they as cheap as you, Lois? She doesn't even blink. She says, they'll pay $3 for a kielbasa, but the music should be free. This woman changed my diapers.
Jan's brow furrows.
Okay, so, you know, maybe we leave some free tickets for Aunt Lois. Lots of other people gonna pay $3.
$3 is not enough. Lonnie and Steve are thinking about quitting too.
Mickey, we are on our way. You know I have dream. We're gonna be big famous.
The booking fees are too small and you made the band too big.
Well, that is part of plan, Mickey. When band get big, crowd get big, before we play rinky dink.
Lonnie says you're adding a dancing bear to the act. That true?
Yeah. Bitsy Bear, she do funny floppy dance.
Cheryl flipped when she heard that. That was the last straw. We already have a chicken.
I knew it. Cheryl make you quit.
She's all over me. She wants me to go back to Radio Shack.
You hate that job. The job kill your soul.
Jan, let's face it. This business stinks.
Jan slips a hat on. He grabs a pizza delivery carrier from a counter.
You give me a little bit more time, I figure out Reyes, I get Cheryl off your dupa.
He slaps his own rear end, then leaves. At the gift shop, in Jan's office.
When Jan Levan orchestra play, I feel energy of crowd, and I think how I bring everyone in to be part of Jan Levan American success dream.
But what exactly will we be investing in?
Jan Levan. This dream right here.
I don't get what a promissory note is.
I learned from my cousin in Poland. He get invest to fund his business, and then he pay investors interest. Everybody win. I not enough just be king of Pennsylvania polka. Your invest help build all my business. Like this gift shop, Jan Levan flavored vodka, polka TV show, and we not stop there. My success is your success. And of course, you get money back. Guaranteed, 12%, my promise to you.
How much did the Sajax invest?
I not tell you their business. You need to ask Sajax.
Larry's always been real smart with his money.
So you and this lovely young lady go home, read all, and see if Jan Levan is right for you.
Pamphlet reads 12%.
Jan, I'm walking over to the dry cleaner to see if they can break a 20.
Well, come inside. You know Ed and Anita from shows.
Ah. We're Jan's number one fans.
They are thinking of invest.
Oh, well, you cannot go wrong with this man. He never stops.
Jan blows Marla a kiss as she exits.
We're getting 3% at the bank.
12% sort of sounds too good to be true.
It's true. That is why it's so good.
The couple stare at each other and nod. They slide a check across a desk to Jan, which reads, Jan Levan Show Gifts, Inc., $10,000.
Welcome to ground floor of Big Beginning.
Under a festival tent, a woman in a bear costume dances in front of Jan and his band.
That is never a big star!
Jan dances in a conga line.
I heard that people are investing money with you!
Yes, come see me at the show!
Red letters read, investors, followed by several names and dollar amounts. A newspaper appears with Jan's face. Hazleton Local Times. Levan launches pierogi business. More investment totals and headlines appear. $10,000. Levan makes biggest donation ever to Hazleton Cares Cancer Telethon. Local Polka King starts record label. Beside a cargo van, Jan hands out envelopes.
Good job out there, Lani. We did real good money today.
Oh, nice and thick.
Nice and thick. My favorite size. See you on the bus, Lonnie.
The dancing bear.
She knows I'm married, right?
Be careful. I heard you give Jimmy worse of crabs.
Oh, come on.
I'm gonna give this to your mother.
Oh, she loves envelopes, especially when it's filled with money.
Mickey tilts his head and points at Jan.
I was against it, but the bear was genius. It really adds.
Now you see, now you trust. This gonna make Cheryl smile.
Mickey takes an envelope.
You saved me, Jan. I'm sorry. You saved me from the shack.
Mickey, it's okay. Oh, it feels so good to pay my musics what they deserve. Get in there. We got some polka to do.
A caption reads, 6 months later. Amongst rows of cubicles, a middle-aged man with white hair approaches another man with black hair who turns from a computer.
Hey, Ron, you got a minute? Hey, how do you undo on this thing?
No idea. We got a call about some guy. Sounds like he's selling illegal promissory notes. Could be a Ponzi scheme.
I got 15 open cases here. Can't you give it to Angela?
She's got 19 open cases. Just look into it. It's some poker guy.
He plays poker?
Poker. You know, umpapa, umpapa.
Ron shakes his head slightly. Later, he pulls a blue sedan up to the front of Jan's gift shop. He pauses in front of a sign on the door that reads, Terms of Investment. 24 months, 12% annually, Ron enters. In Jan's office, a television set plays his commercial.
Hi, I'm Jan Levan. You always wanted to go to Poland but couldn't go so far? Now you find old country at Jan Levan Show Gift Shop. Here you find authentic handcraft costumes.
Dolls in traditional Polish dress.
Beautiful porcelain.
Jan stares through a jewelry display case.
So precious amber.
A decorative wine glass.
Good crystal.
All here at Jan Leban Show Gifts.
At the 21st Street Mini Mall in Hazleton.
And that is new commercial.
Very nice.
It's better than old one because more quality and more expensive.
Yeah. Mr. Lawan.
Call me Jan.
Is it Jan or Jan?
It's whatever you want.
Which one is it?
Jan grins.
I don't know.
Mr. Lawan, do you know why I'm here?
No, but I'm so happy to have you because we never get black person here, except UPS lady.
Well, are you taking investments in something called the Jan Lawan Show Gifts Incorporated?
Yes. It's very good investment to help build empire. But you know what? You read all and see if it's right for you.
Oh, no. I'm not here to invest.
All investors 100% satisfied. We always get more invests so everybody make money.
Mr. Lawan, have you registered with the state and filed a business prospectus?
I don't think so.
Well, the state must insist that you stop taking investments immediately.
I don't understand. Everybody laughs. They're so happy.
Well, unfortunately, what you're doing is illegal, and you can go to jail.
Jan's brow rises.
Jan, excuse me. I just sold the last speckled pisanki. It's been sitting there for months.
I order more.
Okay. Can I get you anything?
No, nothing for us, my lovely. Can you shut door, please? Oh. Door. Thank you, my love. But I make the promise to the people. I pay quarterly interest every time to them.
You are not registered. You can't do that. As of today, you have to give all that money back to your investors.
Today or some other today?
You have 3 days after notification. You've been notified.
Okay. No problem. In Poland, everybody do bribes. Do you do bribes?
That's also illegal. No, I do not do bribes.
Me neither do I. Okay, 3 days.
3 days?
I do in two because I love America.
Hey, who doesn't? So happy we got a chance to sit down and sort this thing out.
Me too. Very much so happy to sort.
Yeah, these things start to snowball, you know?
No snowballs.
Please.
Ron exits the office. Jan's smile fades. Later, Jan and Marla drive through a neighborhood past parked vehicles, inside their car.
Who was that man today?
He was Fan.
Really? That's kind of neat. It would be great to make some inroads into the black community.
He also from government. It turned out maybe I not do everything right with invest.
Are you in trouble?
No. I just need to fill out papers and forms.
Well, your handwriting is so bad, you should let me help you.
You are an amazing special lady that I love very much, but no, I deal with on my own.
Suit yourself.
He parks in their driveway beside his blue show van. Marla unbuckles her seatbelt.
I go back to office.
Mm-mm. Come inside and eat something, please. You have a show tonight. You've been going all day.
I'm going a little bit more.
You're coming inside.
He licks his lips. She exits the car, then he pulls out into the street. At night, in his office, Jan holds a pen as he types on a desktop printing calculator. Hunched over, he points to various names and dollar amounts in a ledger. A figure reads, $31,198.54. His face reddens as he tears a receipt from the calculator. He stares at a total written in red at the bottom of it, which reads, $223,768. He shakes his head and crumples the paper. He pulls his glasses off, then leans back in his chair and rubs his face. At St. Stan's polka party.
Everybody polka, polka all day long. Everybody polka, while you sing this song. Hey! Doobie-doobie-doobie, doobie-doobie-da. Doobie-doobie-doobie,
at a table inside Gorski's Pizza, Jan rubs scratch lottery tickets with a quarter.
I'm sorry, Yannick. I don't need any deliveries. Nobody called.
You need any dishes washed?
We don't have dishes here. We serve everything on paper plates. But the grease trap needs to be clean.
Okay.
In his driveway, Jan sits in his car. Inside his house, Jan peers in at his sleeping son in his bedroom. In the master bedroom, Marla wakes up and turns toward Jan, who stands in the doorway.
How'd it go?
We raised $573 for St. Stanislaus.
Oh, you're so good. Dinner's in the oven.
You are my wonderful.
At the bottom of the stairs, Jan pauses.
Jan, Marla told me the government came sniffing around today. What was that all about?
It's nothing. Paperwork, business. Good night, Barb.
Really? Because Carol Menlo called to say she pulled up next to you at a red light and you were sobbing.
He motions with his hands.
Low blood make me sugar crazy. Marla, right, I need to eat.
That was over 3 hours ago. Where you been all this time?
I went with Mickey Stutz to go for Hoggy.
Something's going on.
No, nothing on. Everything good.
I told Marla, don't marry a musician. They can't keep it in their pants.
I keep in pants, always in pants. I take out of pants for pee-pee only.
I'm watching you, Jan. And if you do anything to hurt this family, I will destroy you. I will gut you and fillet you and ship you back to Poland in a doggy bag.
Okay. So with the second mortgage, only Mr. Jan Levan needs sign, is right? Not Mrs. Jan Levan?
Yes, sir. You're the only title holder, so only your signature.
I'll be done this afternoon.
Jan leans back in his office chair. His brow furrows. He stands, steps to a window, then pulls the blinds down. With scowls on their faces, Ed and Anita wait by the front counter. Jan narrows his eyes. Out in the storefront.
Ed, my favorite Krzyzewskis. What brings you to 21st Street Mini Mall in Hazleton?
We got something important to talk to you about regarding our investment.
Wonderful. Who wants Froyo? Let's go get Froyo. Marla, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Right this way.
So, you probably spoke with Black Ron Edwards?
Who's Black Ron Edwards?
How is peppermint steak? Pineapple swirl is delish.
We want to invest more money in Jan Lewin show gifts.
Oh. Ed slides Jan a cashier's check for $50,000.
I happy you like so much, but I no longer take investments.
Why?
It all full up. I got all the money. Soon you will get invest back.
I told you we should have come sooner.
The IRA just matured. I'm sorry.
You really like investing with Jan Levan?
Where were you in 87? We got creamed in the stock market.
All rigged by those Wall Street criminals. We need a good investment for us regular people.
Jan glances at the check.
Well, I do have new investment opportunity, but I did not mention because it's for bigger investments.
Does it have the same guaranteed return?
With his hands together, Jan shuts his eyes tight, then opens them.
Yes, it does.
We went in.
We're gonna be right back.
Jan exits the yogurt shop, then breaks into a fast walk as he steps past its window. In his office, Jan whites out Jan Levan Show Gifts, Inc. on a page in a typewriter, then blows. He lowers the correction fluid, then cracks his knuckles. His head shifts side to side. American Polka Ink is typed across the page. Outside, Jan hurries out of his store. At a table in the yogurt shop, Ed signs a dotted line on a document.
This is big time of growing for business. I quit all other jobs and focus on polka only. So, if you have friends who you think would like, you know, tell them call me. But only tell very good friends, people who appreciate very exclusive, important niche.
I've got a cousin down in Delaware who just got a real big workers' comp settlement.
He should call today. For you.
two Polish figurines.
This is too much. Oh, let us pay for them.
No. Okay. 20 to 99.
Outside.
I work 20 times hard for you.
Anita and Ed drive away.
I make you so happy. I'm not gonna let you down.
Jan gives two thumbs up. Later, while wearing a gray suit, he strides towards a large brick church. Inside a confessional.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 2 months since my last confession.
God is listening.
I do something wrong because I know by doing wrong thing it helped me do right thing.
What are you confessing to?
I tell a lie. I am sinner, but I promise to work so hard and then I pay back all the monies. I just need more time. When one of my businesses goes big, then I keep all my promises.
Do you repent for your sin?
I do, I do. I ask God, show me the way.
Say 10 Our Fathers and stay on the righteous path.
I will, Father, I will, I will, I will.
Jan crosses himself. At the state agency.
Mr. Lawan, Ron Edwards, Pennsylvania SEC. Remember me?
Ron Edwards, hello. Yes, of course I remember you.
I'm calling to follow up.
Yes, I'm so happy you came see me when you did to stop me making wrong moves. I returned all money to investors in Jan Levan show gifts. I only had 6 people, so it's not too big a deal. And yeah, so, you know, that is that, and done with that, and never make that mistake no more. And no more invest in Jan Levan show gifts, only play the polka for the smiles. Hey, you should come see us sometime.
Sounds fun. Glad we could close this case. Thank you, Mr. Lawan.
To you too, my brother.
Okay, my brother.
Ron rolls his eyes, then hangs up. In his office, Jan stares towards the investors list.
Oh. How I make all this money? How do I get the rest of money?
With his hands resting over his temple, Jan slowly does a double take as he gazes up at a knitted portrait of the Pope. His eyes narrow as he lowers his hand, then raises a furrowed brow. Various clips of a talk show appear over a turquoise background.
It's time for the Lou LaRue Show with your host, Lou LaRue.
Jan faces the host.
Now, Jan, you always have so much going on.
Yes, and today we have wonderful surprises. Trumpet debut of my boy David.
That's a real family affair.
Well, that is the only kind of affair that is okay with my wife.
Jan points offset to Marla, who waves.
You're constantly on the road with the band. You've got the store, the record label, the radio program, Jan Levan flavored vodka.
And now Jan Levan offer travel packages to Europe. Jan Levan always expanding.
Tell us about it.
I'm very excited about this. I lead group on 12-day trip of great capitals of Europe. We start in Warsaw and we finish in Vatican City for private audience with Pope.
The Pope? Oh, that sounds like a unique experience.
Oh, it's a trip of lifetime. No one else offers this premium Pope package. Only Jan Levan European tours.
Terrific. Okay, now I understand you've prepared a song for us today?
Yeah, special for this show. We play Lou LaRue Show Polka.
I am honored.
He make you laugh.
Uh-huh.
He make you cry.
Wow, wow.
He has the best guests in town. Meet the man that's close to God. Eat pasta meals, plus talk to Pop. We love you, Lulu. Hey!
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Warsaw. Hey,
hello. Good to see you.
We just arrived in Bratislava. Vienna.
How about that?
Buongiorno, buongiorno. We in Rome, and today we're gonna meet Pope. It's special, special day. Okay, Mickey, cut.
Now, can we get gelato?
No time, let's go.
In the distance, a cathedral towers above old Italian architecture. An ancient Roman bridge spans a river below. Jan exits a tour bus, followed by Marla and the rest of the group.
Can we go this way? This way. Now we're going to have 5-star Italian lunch and gelato, and then we're going to have private audience with Holy Father.
Okay, watch out right here. We got some uneven pavement. Oh, I'm sorry. No, keep going. Yeah, okay.
Careful. Here we go. Everybody this way for Yum Yum. You come with me, Mickey Stats.
Well, what about lunch? I'm hungry.
I got peanuts on the bus. Come on.
On the bus, Jan puts cash into a suitcase.
What the hell's going on?
Mickey, no, shut that off.
I thought I was supposed to be filming you.
You are here to be my bodyguard.
Bodyguard for what?
I don't have confirmed appointment with Holy Father.
What? This is the premium Pope package.
Yeah. It's disaster.
You said we were going to meet the Pope.
I know. I've been calling for weeks. Nobody gave me answer.
I thought you knew him.
I meet him once when I am 7 years old. Excuse me.
Jan, all these people are here to see the Pope. What are you going to tell them?
I'm going to say, who you think you are? Pope is a busy man. He can't meet a bunch of nobodies from Pennsylvania. Now we try bribe. This is a lot of money. I need you walk with me and look tough.
On a cobblestone road with a case, Jan and Mickey quickly step past a brick wall. They glance over their shoulders.
Make sure nobody follow us.
Why would somebody be following us?
To kill us and take the money.
What?
They look back as they stride past ancient ruins and a statue of a Roman emperor. They both eye a man as he passes in the opposite direction. They run down narrow side streets, then slow as a man approaches them.
Who is that guy? Who's him? You see him before?
I don't know.
Be cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pretend like you have guns. Don't you stay away from this! Suitcase!
The man nonchalantly walks past as a frantic Mickey spins, then jogs off with Jan, who slows. Jan stops and points at archways beyond the end of a side street.
I go there.
Okay, I'll go with you.
No, you're too sweaty.
With sweat dripping from his face, Jan jogs off. An angel statue. The large cathedral. Buildings sprawl towards a mountain ridge in the distance. Inside an elaborate cathedral chamber, a painting of Jesus on a crucifix. Marla steps away from the tour group towards a fidgeting Jan.
Jan, honey, do you think that he's coming soon? I'm a little worried. A lot of these old people are looking real pooped.
Any moment. Go light candle and pray.
Oh. Are you okay?
Excellent.
Marla frowns, then steps away.
It's 4:45. You said he'd be here at 3.
I think I said if he come.
If you didn't say if, you said it was all okay.
I need you calm down, because even if Pope doesn't come and whole trip is ruined, everyone have their health, and that is what matters most.
I'm gonna throw up.
Those criminals took my money.
These people are gonna go apeshit.
That lying priest gonna see a side of Jan Levani not like.
Jan grabs Mickey's hand. A priest enters, then motions to Jan.
Pray for me, Mickey Stotz.
Why am I praying? What am I praying for? Jan!
Jan approaches the priest, who gestures to him, then moves away. Mickey turns, revealing two large sweat stains on his suit jacket. Priests and bishops adorned with gold crucifixes enter the chamber. Mickey turns. Marla and the tour group gape. Dressed in a white robe, the Pope enters, followed by two bodyguards. Jan kneels and takes the Pope's hand in his. He kisses it, then stands. The Pope nods as he speaks with Jan. Marla makes a sign of the cross over her chest. Jan motions to Marla, who approaches with a bouquet of flowers. He nods at Marla. The Pope steps in front of an elderly woman who kisses his hand. He touches her forehead. Marla closes her eyes as he blesses her, Ed, and Anita. He hesitates as he reaches Mickey, then withdraws his hand before touching Mickey's sweaty brow and makes a sign of the cross over Mickey's chest. Later, the tour group poses around the Holy Father, who sits in a red velvet chair. Outside, on the cathedral steps in slow motion, sunlight beams down onto Jan and Marla, who descend arm in arm as the group follows. Jan raises a hand out in front of himself. Mickey squints through his glasses. Outside the tour bus, the group climbs aboard. A man shrugs his shoulders at Jan, then shakes his hand. Jan touches a sweaty Mickey, then shakes Anita's hand. On the bus.
You hungry? Hey, you want some peanuts? There's some peanuts on the bus. You got it. We have a good day, no? A special good day.
This has been the best day of my life.
All our lives.
We want to invest more money with you. We've told all our friends about it in a very shh way, and they want to invest with you, too.
Jan gazes at the back of the bus. The group nods at him. He stares back at Anita.
I pass out clipboard. Everyone write down how much.
In a hotel suite, Jan uncorks a bottle of champagne. Champagne flutes are filled. On the bed in blue pajamas, he and Marla clink glasses, then smile at each other.
I wish Ma could have been with us today.
No, Barbie's so much fun.
Stop it. I'm serious. She would have been so impressed. She would have seen all these people who want to invest with you.
We don't tell Mom about these invests.
But I want her to know about all of the people who believe in you the way that I believe in you.
Yeah, but it's not nice, Dubik. I told you so to Mama.
Please. I am so sick of her always telling me that you're never going to succeed. I think it would be very nice to rub it in her face for once.
Marla, we just see Pop. Our hearts are full with love.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry. I'm a bad person.
He puts an arm around her.
You're human, with flaws and desires like all the people.
Thank you.
And also, I think it's better you never, ever, ever talk about invest, because I take care of all the business.
Really? Don't never... I mean, I thought that we were partners. Did I do something wrong?
You kidding me?
Hmm?
You do something right.
Dan?
Remember this. Remember. All I do for you.
She nods.
Yes. We are here in Rome in this gorgeous hotel suite. So you know what? Yeah. You're obviously doing something right. To today.
They sip from their glasses.
I think it's time we hire a full-time videographer. Film everything I do, the shows, the tour. Next time we go to visit Pop, of course. And then we sell the tapes to the fans.
Dan, that's brilliant.
Can hold that thought. Prego!
Today I saw who you really are.
Mickey?
You're a liar.
I not lie. I say we meet Pop, we meet Pop.
Cut the crap, Jan. We were hanging on by a thread out there. What if we didn't get to see the Holy Father?
But we did.
But you lied to all those people.
Mickey, some things you say so you can make happen. How do you think I get here? Where I am today? I say what will happen and I believe.
Man, you got excuses up the wazoo.
No. I have America up the wazoo. Nothing happened without you believe. You believe house, someday house. You believe beautiful wife, someday wife. You believe in friend, someday friend. You say big things and big things happen. I'm not liar, I believer.
Mickey's brow relaxes. Jan smiles up at Mickey, who takes a seat.
Man. You got guts, Jan. I could never do that.
So make something happen.
Like what?
Something, anything.
No, that's stupid.
No! You say to me what you want to happen, I give you the power!
Mickey leans forward in his chair, then stares at Jan.
I hate my name. I always wanted a stage name.
Jan's brow furrows. Mickey smirks.
I want to be called, Mickey Pizzazz.
He hangs his head on a table. Jan rises from his chair. Jan steps towards Mickey, who glances up.
Mickey.
Jan extends his hand.
Come.
Mickey slowly takes Jan by the hand. Jan grabs tightly and Mickey rises up. They step away from the table.
We kneel. Come.
Okay.
They kneel, facing one another. Jan takes Mickey by the shoulders and pulls him in close so that their foreheads and noses touch. They close their eyes.
Mickey starts wanting to be called Mickey Pizzazz. He's Pizzazz a name for Pizzazz a guy. And today God hears you.
Jan kisses Mickey's forehead.
From now on, you are Mickey Pizzazz.
Jan lowers his hands. He embraces Mickey, who rests his head on Jan's chest.
Thank you.
Red letters appear over a black background. 5 years later, on a stage, Mickey and the band play in front of signs that read, "The Jan Levon Show." While wearing a red suit, Jan waves a matching handkerchief.
Come on, let's dance! Everybody dance!
Middle-aged and elderly couples move around a dance floor while others gaze from tables draped with golden coverings. Home footage of Yon scooting across the stage. A man with long black hair films from the audience.
On sax, Judy Glenn and Lonnie Suvalski! On trumpet, my own son, David Lema! And tonight, on clarinet, my main man, my number one, Mr. Magic Fingers himself, Mick Pissas!
He flips a pair of clip-on shades over his glasses, then points towards Yon. The band sways in unison. The Chicken Man flaps his arms. Marla tiptoes past the dancing mascot bear towards Yon, whose face falls as she whispers to him.
Vince, go and type on this.
Everybody, stop this fight. Everybody stop. Everybody, Marla just told me incredible news. I am so happy to share this with all you who have supported Yon Levon for all these many years. I cannot do without you. Our last CD, which we have on sale here tonight, has been nominated for Grammy Award Best Album of Year, Polka Category!
Oh, I love it.
He kisses Marla.
Hey, hey, get over here, you son of a... Get over here!
He high-fives the band.
Hey, hey, hey. We're gonna do, Proud to be an American, okay? Okay? Proud to be an American. Proud to be an American. This one from my heart.
You were born in America. How fortunate you are. Only in America can you reach for the highest stars. You can say what you want, think what you want, do what you want to do. Oh, to be an American, to be like one of you. I came here from a foreign land. How fortunate I am. And like so many before me, you opened up your arms. You give me your valleys, mountains and your plains. You give me a love that's true. Now I too am American. I am just like one of you. Now I am an American. I am just like one of you. Just like you and you.
In a living room, while sitting on a couch, Yon signs CD covers that read, Yon Levon.
Sinky, sacky, sinky, sacky!
How many are you bringing out to L.A. with you?
I signed 500. Do you think is enough?
Yeah, if you need more, I'll send them. Okay. Yon.
Yeah, go.
You know how Lindsay has those learning issues?
Yeah, I know you have struggles, but Lindsay is so cute little girl.
We found this specialist she really clicked with. I mean, Yon, she was making connections like she never made before. But the thing is, it's real expensive. And
you send Bill to me.
Yon, you serious?
Yeah. It's so good you find some person to help your little girl be normal.
I hope you know how much this means to Beth and me.
Yon stands. They hug.
I do.
Thank you.
I really do.
In Yon's gift shop.
I don't get how this place stays open. We haven't had a customer in 3 hours.
Well, that's why Pop started the catalog business.
This is a business I was not aware.
Grandma, why are you so mad at Pop all the time?
I'm not mad at your father. I just think he lives in La La Land.
He's meeting with producers in Los Angeles. And when he gets his own TV show, he says that I can be on it.
Sweetheart. That is Lala talk. Nothing more.
People love coming to his concerts. He makes them happy.
Flying himself first class to L.A., putting himself up in Beverly Hills. How?
All right, I'm going to get some lunch.
I just don't want you to follow in his footsteps. You're a good boy, and there are better footsteps.
Okay, Grandma. You want anything?
You're a doll. Get me a cheesesteak, no peppers, and make sure they use the good toaster.
He nods, then leaves. Barb flips through a catalog as the door opens once more. She glances up.
Oh, Mickey, for a second I thought we actually had a customer.
Hey, Barb. Haven't seen you in a while.
I'm just helping out while they're off jet-setting in California.
Tonight's the big night. Fingers crossed we could win.
No, seems unlikely. I saw Cheryl in the bank. She's put on a lot of weight. Is she okay?
Thyroid. Bad mood swings, too.
Mm.
Supposed to pick up some flyers. Jan said they're in his office.
I'll take a look. Hold on the fort.
In Jan's dark office, Barb flips on the lights. She glances around the office. Her jaw drops as she stares at a set of chained-up filing cabinets. She takes a step forward, but pauses.
Found them.
She eyes them. Out in the showroom, Mickey holds up a box. Barb enters.
They were under the counter. You're looking real good, Barb.
Her shoulders tilt back.
That's very nice of you.
We're playing the Trump Taj Mahal next month. You should come.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's real far.
In Jan's living room, a television set plays a red carpet event.
Things are really picking up here at the Grammys. I think I see Tom Jones headed toward me on the carpet.
Jan Levon.
Who?
Jan Levon, polka nominee.
Jan Levon.
Hello!
Hi! Welcome! You look like a very happy man.
Yes, I got a great gift basket with mini hair dryer inside.
Jan, I see Eddie Murphy. Is this your first nomination?
What?
Does he look heavier to you?
At a dry cleaner's.
Marla?
Sheila.
Hey, we saw Jan's picture in the paper.
Mm. We didn't win a Grammy, but it was a thrill to be nominated.
What, were you there too? Of course I was there.
Oh my God.
What was it like?
Sheila, it was 70 degrees in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but you must have seen famous people.
Tom Jones, Andy Garcia, Eddie Murphy. I met Judy Tenuta.
Was she nice?
She was so nice, so nice. Can you put this on a tab?
Tell Jan to be a little bit more careful with the mustard.
He loves this mustard.
Wow. Your life is so exciting.
Oh.
And I knew you when you were nobody.
I was never nobody. I was always Marla.
Oh, yeah. Sure, I mean, but yeah, who's Marla? She went to school with Sheila. Marla and Sheila are not at the Grammys meeting the Pope. Oh. You're Mrs. Jan Levon. Way better than plain old Marla.
Good to see you, Sheila.
Backstage.
So, Vince, you know what I want to get? I want to get tight cowboy.
Okay, cowboy's head to knee.
Yeah, so tight cowboy.
Do you think of me as Mrs. Jan Levon?
Yes, of course. So I want you to pan from me to crowd, then back to close on me.
Yeah, Vince, just make sure you get Jan, 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 and only Jan.
Jan frowns as Marla storms off.
What'd I say?
I don't know.
Up on stage.
Welcome to our 14th annual Polka Fest. Yes. It is my privilege to introduce the wonderful performer you are about to see, who also happens to be my husband.
Jan stands behind a curtain.
I think a lot of you look at me and you think, wow, she's so lucky because she's Mrs. Jan Levon. But there's a lot more to me. And I'm always introducing Jan, so maybe I introduce myself tonight. Okay, so I'm sure a lot of you remember that I did compete for and won Junior Miss Hazleton. And I can also sing and dance, but how would you ever know that? Because I never get the chance. My story is the story of so many women, because I put my dreams aside so that I could raise a family and let my husband hog the spotlight. And I'm sure a lot of you ladies can relate to that. Didn't you used to have dreams and goals? What happened? So that's just a little something about who I am. So, without further ado, I would like to introduce the enormously talented Polish prince, Jan Levon!
Jan rushes out and kisses Marla on her cheek.
My lovely wife, who is not just my wife, she's much, 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 much more. She is wonderful mother, and more than that, too. She folds the laundry so good. That is bonus, because what I really am trying to say is she is amazing at whatever she do. So please give up hands for my Marla.
He nods, then turns towards the band.
One, two, go!
He faces the audience and bounces from side to side. At his dining room table, Jan eats with his family.
So, Mom, what happened out there tonight? Did you, like, blow a fuse or something?
This sesame chicken is yummy.
Why? Was it bad?
No. Everyone come up to me after and say how great talker you are.
Tonight made me realize that I need to do something for myself.
I couldn't agree more. Listen, I do the books for Dr. Morrissey's practice in Scranton. He's looking for a new office manager. You would be perfect, Marla.
What about gift shop? Marla is best umber salesman.
I'm talking about a secure job with regular hours and a regular paycheck.
You want my Marla to work for a dentist? What kind of life is that?
It's a kind of life with health insurance.
Stop it. Stop it. Both of you, stop it. I want to do something big and something that I can be proud of, which is why I have decided tonight that I am going to compete in the Mrs. Pennsylvania beauty pageant.
Jan and David's brows furrow.
That is a complete waste of time. Those pageants are a racket.
Of course you should do that, my darling.
Jan, I'm going to need a trainer, a dance coach, speech coach.
We get my guy.
I need gowns and a lot of bathing suits.
We go to Miami.
I need new shoes.
We get almost expensive.
How are you gonna pay for all this? You are not a beauty queen. You look like your father. You are not doing this.
Okay, you know what? All respect, Barb, but this is my house, and I am man, and I am decider.
Marla, wake up and pull your head out of your ass!
Barb storms away from the table.
You know what your problem is, Ma? You're not a happy person.
Just let her go.
You want to believe in fairy tales? Far be it from me. Go ahead, believe in your fantasy world.
I would rather live in a fantasy world than whatever world you're living in.
I live in a little place called Open Your Eyes. I am done with you lunatics.
You never believed in me. Jan believes in me.
It's okay.
In a motel room, Barb lounges on the bed in a leopard print negligee.
You know Robbie Pulaski. Marla could have married him. Now he's the number one plumber in Scranton. He's got three trucks going and a swimming pool.
Let me give you a massage.
Mickey kisses her feet.
I begged Marla not to marry a musician. Now they're dragging my grandson down with them.
Maybe there's something you don't know. Most musicians starve. But the Jan Levon Orchestra, we make a living.
I think Jan is a drug dealer.
What?
He's got multiple post office boxes, those weird filing cabinets. He's always getting calls and leaving the room. One day he's broke. Next day he's rolling in dough. I can't figure out how he's paying that band. I ran the numbers.
Oh, come on.
Come on, please.
The most he gets for a concert is $1,500. Usually it's more like $800.
He's got a whole other business going on.
He's in the hole with every show.
He's got investors.
What are they investing in?
Do we really have to talk about this right now? Please, I made up this whole crazy story so I didn't have to go home and see Cheryl. I was really looking forward to being with you.
I'm sorry. I'm just so wound up about Jan and what he's up to.
Jan Levon is not a drug dealer. Okay?
You're under a spell. You can't think clearly.
If it wasn't for Jan Levon, I wouldn't be here right now. Mickey Stutz didn't have the stuff to cheat on his wife. But Mickey Pizzazz, he's got the stuff.
You're right. You don't rent a room at the Land and Nod to have this conversation. Mickey.
Yeah, baby.
Will you hold me?
I do a lot more than that.
He pulls her towards him.
Oh, Mickey.
In her bedroom, Marla flips through a photo album.
Everyone said Joanne Dupree was going to win, including my mother. But Joanne Dupree did not win. I won.
And you win again.
A reel of Jan in a black suit. Various checks appear over Marla preparing for the pageant.
More is my love than lives in the autumn. More is my love for you. I'll love you till the stars fall from heaven. And this I promise you. That forever I'll be by your side. I will leave you never. Trust my heart with your love inside to be there forever. More is my love than birds in the springtime. More is my love for you. The day we met, I knew you would be mine. I knew my wish came true. More is my love, my love for you.
In a diner, Barb sits at a booth across from two women.
Everything looks delicious.
She moves in her seat.
What's going on with you?
Barb shrugs, then smiles.
Come on.
I've moved out. David got his driver's license. Doesn't need me anymore.
Well, there's something more than that.
Oh, I like having my own place again.
Oh, I saw Jan last week. We had to withdraw all our money with him.
You invested with Jan?
Yeah, we did. But we had to cash out to pay for Sid's gallbladder surgery.
Did you get your money back?
Oh, and then some. We made so much money with Jan.
Maybe Ken and I should invest.
Don't! Please, don't. Trust me.
I'd invest with him again in a heartbeat. But now that Sid lost his foot to diabetes, all our money goes to his fake foot.
It pains me to say this about my own son-in-law. But I think he's a little shady.
He was always on the up and up with us.
At a polka show, Jan bounces amongst the audience. Up on stage, he does a Hawaiian dance with the mascot bear, then hops forward and waves his red handkerchief.
Polka bubbles, polka bubbles, polka bubbles in the wine. And with Mickey on ukulele, it's polka bubbles time.
The bear falls off of Jan's knee.
Bitsy bear, Paul. Thank you all for your beautiful dancing. So, I'm sure all of you know, next week is Mrs. Pennsylvania pageant, and I want lots of people to cheer for my Marla. So, guess what? I rent 5 buses to bring you all. Zig, zag, zig, zag.
There's a whole goddamn bus, yet she always ends up sitting right next to me.
Okay, you've got a pretty inflated ego. I have no interest in sex with you.
Then why do you keep leaving messages on my machine?
Okay. Lani, loosen laces but keep shoes on. Bitsy, sit somewhere away from Lani. And no more calling, okay? Break.
Lani and Bitsy leave.
Every time there is shit being stirred, Bitsy Bear is holding spoon. Don't record none of that. Erase. I don't want none of that.
Can we talk privately?
Vince, go to parking lot, get people saying, I love Jan Levan.
Band's kind of unhappy that you're renting all these buses.
Buses are investment. We bring crowd, they cheer for Marla. If Marla wins Mrs. Pennsylvania, we are gonna make money.
I don't get that. Nobody gets that.
I put on poster. We are a big power couple, okay? Then we get TV show like Sonny and Cher, Regis and Kathy Lee. Sometimes you got to spend money to make money.
But where's the money coming from? It's coming out of my pocket? Your investor's pocket? The band? Who?
Anybody in band don't like buses, they can go try to make more money with no Jan Levan. Good luck with that. I'm sorry. Listen, okay. No. You want to see the books, Mickey Pizzas? I show you books. I show you everything.
Yeah. I do want to see the books.
Then you come anytime. You come to shop. I show you.
Great.
Hey. We okay, huh?
Outside the gift shop.
Marla, my beauty, you're working so hard, but no matter what happened today, you are all ready.
He holds up a blue jacket that reads, Mrs. Pennsylvania, 98. He hands it to her.
Let's load those buses!
Home footage of Jan trying to get Anita to start a conga line. Later, Mickey waves as he, Marla, and Jan exit a bus. A sign reads, Columbus, Welcome Mrs. Pennsylvania pageant. Marla stands next to Jan, who gives two thumbs up to the camera, then guides her towards the entrance. Inside, band members wearing white and red Jan Levan show jackets turn around one by one, followed by Jan and Marla in her blue jacket. Stage, blurred lights come into focus above an arch of purple balloons connecting two tinsel-covered arbors. Jan, the band, and his fans take their seats. A host holds a microphone.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage 12 of Pennsylvania's classiest ladies.
Various pageant contestants wave as they enter the stage through the arbors. Jan, David, Ed, and Anita smile. Marla appears in a black dress with a pearl choker and earrings. When I hold you. Later, a woman with short cropped hair and a blue one-piece swimsuit strikes a pose. Wearing a black swimsuit, Marla steps center stage. In the audience, Jan bites his lip and nods. On stage, a blonde woman in a red swimsuit smiles. Later, Marla performs a tap dance routine. Jan gives a thumbs up to his home video. On stage, the blonde woman does the splits. In front of the audience, one of three judges leans towards a microphone.
Marla Levan of Hazleton, if you had all the money in the world, what would you buy?
On stage, Marla nods. In the audience, Jan stares with wide eyes.
I don't need money because I already have everything that I need right here. My family and my friends.
Oh, that is a beautiful answer.
Jan rises, then motions to his fans, who also stand.
Connie Klopsky of Newburgh. If you were a car, what kind of car would you be?
I would be a car made in America. I would be luxurious. And most importantly, I would be fuel efficient. It is imperative that we find our own homegrown sources of energy, something that I'm confident we Americans, who are so hardworking and so independent, can do. That's the kind of car I'd be.
Wow. Oh, she's a goddess.
Yeah.
Sit, guys.
Go America.
Guys, sit. Come on.
With his handkerchief, Jan wipes his face. He stands up, then slides out of the aisle.
Excuse me. I left Lucky Fritush gone bus. Me. Excuse me.
The placing ceremony.
In third place, hailing all the way from Philadelphia, Deborah Johnson.
A woman in a gold dress receives white roses. Marla eyes her.
She did real good, Jan. Real good.
And the runner-up, from Newburgh, Connie Klopsky.
In a blue dress, the blonde woman smiles as she receives her white roses.
And this year's Mrs. Pennsylvania goes to Hazleton's own Marla Levan.
Marla fans herself as she steps forward. The host hands her a multicolored bouquet of roses. On the home video, Jan and Mickey hug. On stage, Marla is presented with a Mrs. Pennsylvania sash and tiara. Jan blows a kiss. On the home video, in the lobby.
Marla works so hard, I'm so proud. And today I am not Jan Levan, I am Mr. Mrs. Pennsylvania.
He glances at the three judges.
What happened?
Okay, let's go! The buses are leaving. There is champagne for everyone, but only on the bus. Okay? Let's go that way.
At the dry cleaners.
There you are, standing in the light, in a way you dreamed of all your life. All at once, standing on your own, Mrs. Pennsylvania.
This is for you, Mr. Lee.
A photo.
You go right up on the wall.
If you insist.
I know you want me, Mr. Lee, but we got another must-up situation.
Hello? Yes, this is Marla Levan. Of course I remember you. Excuse me?
Jan and Mr. Lee stare.
How could that be? This is outrageous.
Marla exits.
Says who? No. I am sorry, but the answer is no.
Jan follows her as she hangs up. His brow rises.
The man from the pageant says that Connie Klopski won and that I have to give back my crown and the luggage and everything.
But you win! Winner is one who won!
Yeah, but they're saying I didn't win. They're saying that somebody changed the scores.
Who would do that? Why?
They don't even know. They don't know. They're saying somebody bribed one of the judges.
Oh, boy. It's not good. It's not good.
You didn't have anything to do with this, I hope.
Me? No, but...
But what?
I think maybe just do what Pageant say. To avoid trouble, if this get out, is very, very bad.
You don't think I won?
Of course I think you win. You're number one missus up there, but... We know you won, so maybe it's okay. We give back the crown, the sashes, the trophy, the luggage.
Why? Why would I give it back? I'm the winner. I'm not handing anything over to Connie Klopski.
I don't think you should.
I
do. You should not do that because you are most beautiful. Everybody see it. Come here.
In Jan's kitchen, the small television set plays.
Scandal has hit this year's Mrs. Pennsylvania contest. Marla Levan, the wife of polka entertainer John Levan, won this year's title. Many contend that the final scores were tampered with. Bribes are being alleged.
There is no way she won. No way.
Judges say runner-up Connie Klopski of Newburgh was the actual winner.
I just think it's so sad. We all want to believe in our institutions, and now you can't even trust the Mrs. Pennsylvania pageant.
State officials promise a full investigation.
This look real bad.
Jan, the only reason this look real bad is because she's out there and she's just telling her version all over the place. We need to get out there and tell our side of the story. And I'll tell you what else. The only way that Connie Klopski is going to get my trophy is if it comes right through her front window.
The Lou LaRue Show.
Connie Klopski's been very vocal about this throughout this whole controversy, and she demands that you turn over the trophy and crown to her.
All I did was win the Mrs. Pennsylvania contest. If anything did happen, I am the victim in all of this.
Everybody's saying Jan Levan fixed it. They're using the term well-connected. What's that mean, well-connected?
Right, I call Pope, I say, Pope, tell God make my wife Miss Pennsylvania.
You call the Pope?
Look, come on, it's ridiculous.
Okay, but they say you bribed somebody.
No, I don't bribe nothing or do nobody. If anybody want to talk more about, you come to my store. Jan Levan Show Gifts open 9 to 5, Monday to Saturday.
But the judges say they didn't vote for you.
At night, in Jan's office.
Why the hell did you rig a beauty pageant? We're pulling our money out. All of it, every penny.
Jane, are you getting my messages? I called you 8 times. We really need our money. What's going on?
Did you or did you not say you were going to send us our interest check? Just
hey,
send
Jan,
it.
This is Vince. It's kind of awkward.
Daytime, while on his cell phone, Jan sits in his car in a parking lot.
We need that money.
Check in 3 months and...
Mr. Levan, this is First National calling to discuss your overdrawn accounts. Please give us a call back at your
convenience. At the gift shop, Jan on the phone in his office.
Are you sure you want to take your money out? Now, you have been doing very well with reinvest your interest. No one else give you 12%, only Yon Levan.
David enters. Yon glances up, then motions to him.
Okay. I send check today. Which will bounce all over Hazleton.
Dad, the Krzyzewskis are here. They said they want to talk to you right now.
Not here. I come out. Aaron and Anita, what we owe pleasure.
We want our money back. Now.
But why?
We don't like being involved in a big scandal.
But you were there, you see, she win.
We got this phone call.
An anonymous person called us and told us our investment may not be safe.
Ugh, your money's so safe.
Then why would someone call us?
Look, I have trouble with Dancing Bear. I have to fire her and she get ugly.
The bear must have called us.
Don't care. We want our money back.
Yon nods. He opens a binder.
Okay, let's see where we are. Krzyzewski.
Wow, look at that.
You two so smart because you roll over, invest, and also you put in extra money, so you grow.
Then it's a good time to get out.
Yes and no. I mean, business is over the roof, bigger than ever, and venture is so big. It's 20%. But you want money now, so I write check.
20%.
It's not for everybody. It's only for people who want to make lots of money. Okay, $273,000. You have done very well with Yon Levan.
He holds out a check. Ed and Anita stare down.
Give me your hands.
Yon leans over a display counter.
I appreciate you investing. I'm gonna miss you. But you still come to shows, yes? This weekend is Pocono Onion Fest.
Can we roll this over into the 20% investment?
Of course, you are trusted investors.
We're keeping our money with you.
They all shake hands.
Hold the hands in the middle for the big family shake.
Let's stop at the hillside for lunch.
What? That place is no good.
They got the best tuna salad. Oh,
Yon stares off pensively, then glances up and nods before dropping his gaze once more. In his office, he slumps back in his chair, then touches his forehead. David enters.
Pop, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Well, I heard you were saying the Krzyzewskis. Is that realistic?
You don't talk to me about business. You are a trumpet player in my band. You don't ask questions. You blow the nuts I say!
David storms out. Yon hurls a calculator at the door. Yon glares. In the storefront, porcelain figurines, beer steins, and small wooden horses. A feather duster passes over festive wine glasses. Yon enters and approaches David, who is cleaning a shelf.
David. I should not talk to you how I did. I have made big mess of things, but I will fix.
I'm sure you can, Pop, but I think maybe you're promising people too much.
Yes, it's true. You are right. I no take investments anymore. I'm gonna book big American tour and work on musics only, okay?
In the confessional.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned 5 months since my last confession. I need God's help. I in big trouble. I lose my way.
How so?
I'm making all the wrong moves. I not know how to stop. I in big hole. So many people depending on me. I not want to let
them down. Does this have to do with your investment business?
Excuse?
My Aunt Judy has her retirement with you. She depends on those interest checks.
Tell God they're working on it.
The state agency.
Do you remember someone named Jan Lewin?
Nope.
Ron opens a case folder. Inside, photos of Yon.
Oh, yeah. Yon Levan. Cute little fella.
I've been getting a lot of calls about him. Why'd you close his case?
You know, I checked on him. No one had a bad thing to say.
I just got off the phone with an elderly couple who invested over $60,000 with him, and now he won't return their calls.
I even went to his show, snooped around a little bit. Weird scene. But everybody loved him.
They said this was all the government's fault.
It's always the government's fault. And they all don't like paying taxes. They hate regulations. And they all want you to leave them alone or they flush their money down the toilet for some con man.
On the tour bus, Yon glances at David.
Happy you are here.
Yeah, my first real tour.
We're gonna keep him out of trouble, right, Mickey Pizzazz?
Jan, band seems kind of low. Maybe you should say something.
Jan turns in his seat.
I know recent has been hard times for band. Had to let Vince go. And Bitsy Bear.
Thank you.
And I not give money raise, like I said I would.
Next time your wife's in a beauty pageant, don't rent 5 buses.
Now I get it. Bitsy Bear is gone, so Christopher stirred the shit for her. But soon we'll be back on tops. We get new fans and new smiles and big money raise, too. Ziggy, 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 ziggy.
Hi, hi, hi.
With a smile, Jan turns back in his seat and nudges David, who grins. Outside, the bus cruises down a road. At night, in the bus, Mickey and the rest of the band sleep in their seats. In the driver's seat, Lonnie's head bobs around. His eyelids droop as he grips the wheel. His chin drifts to his chest, then his eyes jolt open. David rests his head on the side of the bus. Jan's head is slumped over on his own shoulder. In her bed, Marla's eyes spring open. She answers a phone.
Hello?
Hello? Am I speaking with Marla Luan?
Yes.
I'm sorry to tell you.
In a hospital bed, an unconscious David.
Marla, I'm so sorry. It should be me. I wish it was me. It's all because me.
Jan, please don't say that. It's not your fault. You weren't even driving. You had to take him on tour.
She writes. Why I take him? I put my little boy on life support.
Jan bows his head. Out in the hallway, with an arm in a sling, Mickey approaches Jan, who is across from a doctor at a nurse's station.
Jan, how's he doing?
If he dies, I die. I kill myself.
Don't say that.
It's all my fault.
No.
Yes, Mickey.
No.
Mickey, I do bad things.
We all do bad things.
I do worse.
Jan hangs his head. Mickey stares at him.
I cheated on my wife. With Barb.
Jan frowns as he glances at Mickey.
With Barb?
I had to end it. I didn't like the things she was saying about you.
Barb hates me, and Barb is right to hate me. I am bad man.
That's not true.
Oh, Mickey, it's true. I do bad. I need to be punished. So God is punishing me by hurting David.
Jan gazes up.
But I beg you, God, do anything you want to me. Punish me the worst, but let my little boy leave.
Ron and a female agent approach Jan and Mickey.
Sit down.
Mr. LeVon, remember me?
Jan's face falls as he glances up.
Ron Edwards.
Jan sprints down the hall in the opposite direction. Ron and the agent pursue him, followed by Mickey. Jan rushes into David's room.
Bella! Bella! It's medical! God, listen to me! He punished me instead! Yeah, finally, I'm gonna pay for my sins! It's all be okay!
Mr. LeVon, you are under arrest for multiple counts of fraud!
I knew it! I knew you were up to something! What's going on?
You're a criminal?
God is good, so good is God. He hear me, Mala. He hear my prayer.
Who is it?
God! What do you mean, who is? God, God! Finally, I got to pay the price.
Where are you taking him?
I believed in you. I defended you.
What are you doing to him?
I broke up with Barb because of you.
What? I told you, Mickey. I told you he was feeding you a line.
You're right, Barb. You're right.
It's okay.
David's eyes open.
Look at my boy's eyes. Look.
David.
Did I tell you? I told you.
Those filing cabinets. Set it all.
What are you talking about? Filing cabinets.
Ron and the agent escort Jan down the hallway.
That's the tip of the iceberg.
You're a bullshit artist and a liar. You cooked the book.
Dad, will you please come back here and just tell me what's going on?
It's okay, Mallard. Boy, we leave. I love you, David. Your father loves you.
Today, Polka King Jan LeVon began his 5-year prison sentence. In a tearful apology, LeVon pled guilty to running a Ponzi scheme that targeted the elderly in 14 states. Dozens of seniors showed up at the sentencing to angrily condemn LeVon in court.
Jan LeVon wiped us out.
A lot of people like the Mitsubishi. Me personally, I'm a Sony guy. Highest resolution, SVHS connector, best in class audio.
They all look the same to me. Which one's the cheapest?
In a department store, Mickey points.
That one?
A prison cell.
Let's go to Hawaii, where the palm trees sway. Let's put vodka bubbles in the wine. They'll teach us how to hula the Hawaiian way. We'll teach them how to polka too for time.
Jan stares at his cellmate, who is on a toilet next to their bunks, in the prison yard.
People not so nice here. Lots of people hating me, I think. Even Mickey sent me a hate letter, but you know, I'm taking every day by the day. What did you tell me about you?
Stop using my cane.
That is best news.
Jan's cellmate grabs a payphone from Jan and hangs up. Jan glances back at the man as he approaches a guard.
Excuse me? I have a problem. I am very scared of my roommate. He just came from solitary.
Welker?
Yeah.
Yeah, you stay out of his way.
I think it's a mistake that I am in the same room with this man. I never kill nobody or even punch a face.
Whatever you did, it must have been pretty bad if you ended up in here.
So I stuck in room with crazy man. But what am I do? I put myself here. Place for the bad people.
In Jan's cell, Rauker grips a shank. On a gurney, blood pours from Jan's neck.
But I'm thinking of you, Marla. Of you and David. How I still want to give you everything. Keep me alive.
A visitor's area.
Oh, Jan.
And in the end, I think it's good. It's a good thing, having throat slit by crazy man.
What? Why, Jan?
Because now everybody here so nice to me. Everybody say I am badass with prison cred.
Oh, I can't believe they put you in the cell with that lunatic. You know, that is the real crime here.
He glances around, then leans close.
The whole system is pretty fucked up.
Well, believe it or not, my mother sends her love.
What? To me?
I know. She's a real piece of work. The most amazing thing happened at the supermarket.
In a parking lot, Anita and Ed approach Barb.
We heard the good news.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jan.
Ed motions to his throat.
Too bad they didn't finish the job.
Barb slaps Anita.
Ed, do something! You assaulted
him! Nobody forced you! You invested with him because you were greedy! How could some cut-rate oakum musician give you 12% when the bank only gives you 3%? You were greedy! Greedy, greedy, greedy! You only have yourselves to blame!
There's something very wrong with you!
I still got my money!
Ed and Anita hurry in their car. Barb throws the contents of their grocery cart on their windshield. At the prison, in the visitor's area.
Finally, Mama defend me. That is so good news.
Yeah, he always said she'd like you eventually.
So, good keep coming from this slit throat.
Marla nods. She glances down briefly.
There's something else that I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
It's been hard, real hard, and not just having no money, but people think that I knew about you and your investments.
You don't know anything. I barely know.
But you did know.
He moves his hands up and down.
You did.
He clasps his hands together on the table and hangs his head.
And maybe then, so I'm just a fool. But I wanted to believe in all of the good things. And I wanted to believe in you. Because I love you. But I don't think that I can ever trust you again.
He shakes his head.
I need to move on with my life.
No. No, I win you back. You will trust me again.
I will always... always be a friend to you.
No, I don't want friend.
Oh. I'm sorry, but I don't want to be Mrs. Jan Levon anymore.
Jan grimaces as he brings his hands to his forehead.
It's official. I lose everything.
She touches his hands, which are on the table.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry too.
She withdraws her hands and covers her eyes, then touches him once more. In his cell, Jan stares off pensively. Over a black background, red letters appear, 5 years later. Outside the prison, a large chain-link gate opens. Jan and two other men exit. Jan glances over, then gives each of them a handshake-hug combination.
Teron. So long.
You're good, Poker Man. I'll see you at the Grammys.
Learn a lot from you.
Jan gazes around as the gate closes.
Hey, Jan, you need to ride someplace?
No, he's good. I take the bus. Ziggy, Zaggy, Ziggy, Zaggy.
Ha, ha, ha.
The man gives a grin as he backs away. Jan glances around once more, then strides down a road away from the prison. A green station wagon rolls up behind him. He turns. His eyes go wide.
You come!
David rushes from the vehicle. They embrace.
Oh, I'm so sorry I'm late, Pop. I couldn't get off work till 3.
My boy. It's good you're such a hard worker.
Jan glances over at Mickey, who is standing beside the open driver's side door. He steps over and faces him.
Mickey.
Hey, Jan. Sorry. Never came to see you. I turned my back on you.
You're here now, Mickey.
Been a bad friend.
It's America. We all get second chance.
The corners of his brow flare. Later, on a highway, Jan rides in the passenger seat with the window down. Lush trees pass by. Jan opens his eyes and gazes out of the window. He smiles.
It's heaven, Mickey. It's absolute heaven.
A cassette tape.
I'm gonna play this.
What is it?
It's going away present from my music circle.
They'll do murders and never get out.
With tears in my eyes, I left my Polish home. 2 suitcases packed with everything I own. America, the money trees, this was my only goal. And for this I will work, body, heart, mind, then soul. But I make this calculation, brought trial and tribulation. I say prayers of contrition, Lord, I need a better vision. I live the video, look, but now I'm rapping vodka. You can feel it, but don't you? It's good sound, no?
That's awesome, Pop. Yeah, yeah, all it needs is a trumpet here and there and a little... pizzazz.
Yes. Could be big things.
Jan smiles, red letters over a black background. Upon leaving prison, Jan Levon began planning his show business comeback.
With tears in my eyes, I left my Polish home.
He vows to pay back the $4,931,452 owed to his victims. After a 5-year legal battle, Marla Levon was forced to step down as Mrs. Pennsylvania in 1998. Credits run over archival photos.
By now we'll know my name. In Chicago and Cleveland, I will have great fame. In Big Apple, you will see my smiling face. From Central Park, Soho, even in Park Place. When I got to the States, I formed a polka band. We started in dance halls, toured by bus across the land. I never lost my dream of being a big star. I pursued it everywhere, here, there, near, far. Hey! But with revelation came trial and tribulation. But I stayed in meditation, overcome my situations. You can say I did it all. They wanted to see me fall. I've been locked behind the walls, but still I'm standing tall. I can lift the video locker, but now I'm rapping polka. With hard work and luck, I made it really big, playing my polka music at every magic gig. Everyone in Sheboygan was singing my polka songs, but I never realized things could go so very wrong. Listen to my story, to the tale that I relate, so you and your loved ones may escape my awful fate. Hey!
But with revelation, can try and tribulation, but I stay in meditation, overcome my situation. You can say I did it all. They wanted to see me fall. I've been locked behind the walls, but still I stand tall. I've done live the vita loca, but now I rap in polka. You can feel it, don't you? And I
For happiness and health, for family and wealth. Dziękuję, thank you so much, Jesus. In sunny days or rain, in times of joy or pain. Dziękuję, thank you so much, Jesus. I always feel your love, you give direction from above. Dziękuję, thank you so much, Lord.
Directed by Maya Forbes, written by Maya Forbes and Wally Walidarsky, based on a documentary film by John Michalak and Joshua Von Braun, produced by David Permit, Stuart Kornfeld, Shivani Rawat, Monica Levinson, Wally Walidarsky, Jack Black, and Priyanka Matu. Executive producers Erica Hampson, Debbie Liebling, and Chris Mangano. Co-executive producers John Michalak and Joshua Von Braun. Director of photography Andre Bowden-Schwartz. Production designer Carl Sprague. Editor Catherine Haight, ACE. Costume designer Susan Lyle. Music by Theodore Shapiro. Music supervisors Randall Poster and Megan Currier. Casting by Gene McCarthy, CSA. Cast: Jack Black, Jenny Slate, Jason Schwartzman, JB Smoove, Vanessa Bayer, Jackie Weaver, Robert Capron, and Willie Garson. A Siobhan's Pictures production. A Red Hour, Permit Presentations, and Electric Dynamite production. The Associated Press copyright 2016, all rights reserved. RI Film and TV Office. International Brotherhood of Teamsters. SAG-AFTRA, AFL-CIO, HADADS, the Can-Do People, WMI, ICM Partners, Electric Dynamite, 2017 Polka King IP, LLC, all rights reserved. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.